Support for Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at Dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And by Asphalt Specialist, specializing in blacktop work, concrete construction, and asphalt paving. More information at 512-748-1395. Owner Alan Gray is proud to support Blanco ISD Athletics and wishes the best to the Panthers this season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you. We swapped ends of the field. Second quarter ready to go. 8-0. Pearsall leads it. It's second and seven for the Panthers, going left to right now, east to west at the stadium here. Kelby Cox under center, ball in the middle of the field at the 19-yard line. Cox turns, gives to Tristan Fortner. Fortner runs into a wall, now shakes free, and still running on his feet. Fortner will not go down and finally does at the 20-yard line. So pretty weird play there for Fortner. Ran into a wall right when he got it, and then just bounced around and finally brought down after a loss of one. Third and eight upcoming for the Panthers.
Yeah, and there were several times it almost looked like he was going to shake loose and get outside, but every time he got away from one guy, you just had another arm or two that got a hold of him.
Third down and eight. This is a big play for the Panther offense down here in the red zone, four down territory. But they got to come up with one to set up a manageable fourth. Fortner and Daniels on the far side. Van Dyke on the near side, rolling to his left, looking to throw his Cox. He's got Flores in the flats if he'll throw it to him. Throws it to Daniels instead. Aaron near the first down marker at the 11-yard line. We will see where the spot is. And I see the official on the far side pointing first down. Big play for the Panther offense.
Yeah, and Kelby got his bell rung on that one. He stayed in to the last second to give Daniels a chance to clear. Great pass on that to pick up the first down.
And when he sees the film session on Monday, he's going to see, dang, if I get rid of the football three steps sooner, I don't have to take that big hit. Kelby got his bell rung, but such a tough kid. Hopped right back up there, and he's ready to get the Panthers into the end zone. First down and 10. From the Maverick, 12. Yard to gains the two. Kalen Webster up the middle, has a crease into the second level. Kalen with his third touchdown run of the year, and the Panthers are on the board. Coach Tesh holds up the two as they're ready to tie this football game. That was a nice run right up the gut of this Maverick defense for the score.
Yeah, good way to start this second quarter, get a chance to tie this game back up. Defensively, the Panthers have played well so far in the first quarter, so no reason to doubt that we can continue playing a strong game defensively if the offense can just continue to have drives like what they just put together there.
So the two-point conversion here to try to tie, 10:30 to go in the first half. Pearsall up 8-6. Kelby Cox under center, and the offense has to burn a timeout. Couldn't get out of the huddle quick enough. And this two-point conversion play, pretty important. You want to tie it up here if you're the Panthers.
Yeah, without a doubt, Blanco not wanting to take any chances and back this up any further than what they have to. So pretty important time to take that timeout.
Coach Tesh wants to make sure that they get a good play call here. He has all sorts that he can run this close to the goal line, but got to be one to get him in the end zone. Panthers trail 6-8, but after the 12-yard touchdown run by Webster, that was the best drive the Panthers have put together all year. Really moved it well, got themselves on third down in manageable situations the whole way.
Yeah, and, you know, to finish off that drive, 60 yards, eight plays, took over 5.5 minutes off the clock. Pretty impressive drive for the Panthers. And then four first downs along the way in the drive with a couple of key third down conversions as well.
Two receivers to the near side. Webster alone in the backfield as looks like Justin Wardlow, the wingback, on the near side here. Cox under center. Going to take the snap and roll to his right, looking to throw. And now he's rolling, stops, lobs one for Wardlow, and it is incomplete. His toe came down on the chalk right there. What a nice touch pass from Cox, though. Just good awareness and a pretty good touch there, but the foot came down out of bounds, and it is incomplete. Panthers trail 6-8 with 10:29 to go in the first half.
Yeah, good catch by Wardlow, just too deep in the end zone, not being able to get that foot down. And maybe like we saw on the last completion when he hit Daniels, you know, he's about maybe 3 steps from getting, you know, if he can get that ball out just a little earlier, it looked like he's probably wanting to hit Wardlow in the flats and didn't quite see him on the break, so had to buy a little time and look back into the middle. And by that time, Wardlow had gotten behind the corner but was just too deep in the end zone to stay in to get the two-point conversion.
We're going to take a quick break. Panthers score and cut the lead to 8-6 now. Pearsall still leads it, and we'll have it when we come back. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Claypack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Claypack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Mark back with you. Some first quarter stats for us, Coach, over there.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if you hear the numbers, you don't believe the score. Pearsall offensively has only ran 5 plays so far in the game for a total of 7 yards, no first downs, yet they have the 8-6 lead because of that bizarre start that we saw to the game.
Maybe the Panthers can even it out here. Daniels, a high end-over-end kick fielded by Kubriel at the 6-yard line, and he finds a little crease in the Panther coverage here. He's still on his feet on that far sideline, knocked out of bounds near the 35-yard line. Nice return. Aaron Daniels, though, put that big body behind that kick as he boomed that one high and deep.
Yeah, good kick. Panthers had a few chances to tackle him deep, but some good moves on his part to get the ball out to the 36.
Want to thank all of you listening out there. Let us know how you're liking the broadcast, liking the game. Cheer the Panthers on through our Facebook page, facebook.com/BlancoRadio. Pearsall takes the field here. 2 receivers to the far side, 2 to the near side. A running back in the backfield with the quarterback, Nathan Gandara. Gandara going to keep it up the middle here. Nice hit. Stephen Flores shot in from his safety spot back there to bring down Gandara at the 41-yard line, pick up a 5 yards for the Mavericks, and it'll be 2nd and 5.
Pearsall probably thinking they need to get back to what they do best as well and just put the ball in the hands of the guy that's going to get you the most yards, which we've seen has been the quarterback the last 2 weeks, and let him run there between the tackles and find what he can pick up in terms of positive yardage.
Gandara came in with 200 yards rushing on the season, so a guy who averages about 100 a game. Here's a screen pass try to the near side. This one going to go in and out of the hands of Michael Gonzalez. And it looked like Kelby Cox had a beat on it and a few other Panthers there. So would have been there quickly to at least harass Gonzalez had he hauled that one in. But regardless, it's 3rd and 5.
Yeah, even if he does catch it, it might have been a blessing in disguise for Pearsall for him to drop it because the Panthers were right there in what was looking to be maybe a 2 or 3 yard loss if he wasn't able to get away.
Gandara takes the snap, looking to throw here, but pass is tipped up in the air and falls incomplete. Nice job on the outside. Wes Eskew got a hand on that one, batted it straight in the air, and it fals incomplete. So just 8 offensive plays run now for the Mavericks as they can't get it together. Here comes the punt team for Pearsall.
Yeah, again, Panther defense doing a good job kind of holding them back to making that third down. It's a long yardage situation and a little tougher for a team that doesn't throw well, tougher for them to pick it up.
Back deep, here's a bad snap. The punter trying to handle it, now he's going to try to run. Shifts to one side, now to the other. Plattenberger can't catch him. Here comes Jed Hood, and he wraps him up inside the 30. So we said those things even out, and it just did there at the 29-yard line. The Panthers are going to take over at the exact same spot that Pearsall did after the Panthers turned it over on their missed punt. Right at the 30 is where they put the ball down, and the Panthers have excellent field position after the mistake by the Mavericks.
Yeah, great starting position here for the Panthers, and be interesting to see maybe if Coach Tess decides to take a shot here after a big play like that. you know, you've kind of seen that from your experiences over the years being behind center.
And they'll give it to Stephen Flores on a sweeping handoff. He's wrapped up 33. Carson Neal makes the stop, and at the 29, Flores gains a yard there. It'll be second down and 9 for the Panther offense. Stephen, just not a lot of running room there on that play.
No, but again, after that first carry when he tried to bounce it outside, he still is at least able to plant and cut up and make something positive out of what was looking to be a loss of yards, or getting back to the line of scrimmage at best. At least here we can pick up 1 yard.
Cox going to turn and toss to Webster this time. Webster cuts it back, has a crease across the 20, bang down at the 18 or 19-yard line there. Kalen Webster has fast feet tonight. He looks fresh, he looks good, and the Panthers have a first down.
Yeah, and he's already at the 60-yard mark on just 9 carries, so we're starting to see some of the numbers that we expect from Kalen and what we saw from him last year before his season was cut short in Nixon Smiley. So some good runs by Kalen, the line, doing an excellent job getting on those blockers and staying on them just long enough for him to get by and get into that second level.
Cox under center here, ball on the near side hash. Webster going to try to keep it rolling. Spins off of a would-be tackler and brought down at the 15-yard line. Picks up 4. Set up a second down and 6 for the Panther offense. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Blanco trails 8-6 to the Pearsall Mavericks. But moving the ball once again in the red zone here, trying to take the lead.
And right now with this drive and the Panthers' last drive, Blanco looking as good as they've looked all year as far as moving the ball and making positive yardage on plays and some good vision running the ball in between the tackles.
Cox under center. Wing T look for the Panthers. Wing back Jacob Mangold goes in motion. Here's a give up the middle, and I think it was fumbled. Stephen Flores falls on it. Right back at the line of scrimmage, I think, is where he got on it. Yeah, at the 15-yard line. Going to have an official stoppage on the field here. And a third down and 6 upcoming for the Panthers. Another big play trying to get the ball into the end zone and take the lead.
Yeah, and again, we're definitely getting down in that situation is where you mentioned on the last drive where it's 4-down territory for the Panthers.
Seven and a half minutes to go in the first half. We're going to take a quick break as the official stoppage carries on. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing, keeping residents in the Hill Country comfortable with repairs and installation of AC systems, and an authorized train dealer. More information at BlancoHeatingAndCooling.com and by phone at 830-833-2558. Jason and Catherine Wheeler and all the employees at Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing wish the very best to the Panthers this season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you. Panthers down to the Pearsall Mavericks 8-6, but driving, going from left to right at home here at Panthers Stadium. Wearing the all-gold uniforms, Kelby Cox brings the team to the line. Justin Wardlow in the backfield with Kalen Webster. Under center, Cox here. Going to roll to his right, looking to throw. Setting his feet, looking for somebody, and now Kelby going to try to run with it. Gets inside the 15, brought down from behind at the 13-yard line. It's going to be fourth down for the Panthers and 4 yards to pick up to get a fresh set of downs.
Yeah, and getting the ball over here, this right hash, maybe free something up over on the left side now if we can get somebody outside. Panthers, though, have had some success, as have we seen on the last 2 drives, running up the middle.
Kelby Cox under center, 2 receivers to the far side. Tight end Aaron Daniels, the near side, ball on the near side hash. Cox turns, gives to Webster. He runs off left tackle, and he got the first down. Kalen knocked down at the 8-yard line. Good hole opened up on that left side by the Panther offensive line, and the Panthers are going to have it first and goal. Nice job by Flores to get his hat in there. Let's 6:50 and counting to go in the first half. First and goal from the 8 for the Panther offense. A tight look, 2 tight ends here, wing back on the near side. Cox turns and tosses to Webster, cuts it up field, bounces off a tackler. He's nearing the goal line and going to be stopped just shy, I think, the 1-yard line there for Kalen as he bounced around there. and it'll be second and goal from the one.
Yeah, good hard run by Webster's already at a season high with 76 yards on just 12 carries. Looking to get that second touchdown for tonight and the fourth of the season for him. Put the Panthers up with the lead for the first time this season.
Kelby Cox brings the offense to the line. Two tight ends, three running backs in the backfield. Cox under center, turns, gives to Webster, and he, I think, charged in. Yes, the arms go up. The Panthers take the lead. A one-yard diving score by Kalen Webster. And with 5:57 to go in the first half, the Panthers lead it 12-8. Kalen just followed the big boys up front there. Number 63 for the Panthers, Griffin Weirden, opened up a nice hole there. And Kalen just dove over the pile. Two-point conversion try upcoming for the Panther offense. Trying to make it 14-8. Cox under center, going to give to nobody. The ball's fumbled, and Pearsall dives on it back at the 6-yard line. So the point after fails, but the Panthers lead it. 5:57 to go in the first half. Panthers have their first lead of the season. Blanco 12, Pearsall 8. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander ATS, Advid lines, and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S-Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2016 season. Go Panthers!
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Mark back with you from Panther Stadium. Beautiful night for some football, and the Panthers have just taken their first lead of the season. 12-8 over Pearsall. Aaron Daniels, a spiraling kick off of his foot there, and it's going to roll out of bounds at the 33-yard line. Aaron missed hit that one. You could see as he was approaching the ball, he planted. He's a left-footed kicker, is right-footed, about the 42.5-yard line and kicked it with the tip of his toe, and it did not turn out effective there.
No, but it was about 5 yards from turning out good for the Panthers. As
Will Horrigan had,
yeah,
was sprinting.
Somebody
down there
was right there. Pearsall's player almost just took for granted that ball was going to go out of bounds before the Panthers got to it.
So the Mavericks will just accept the football 5 yards ahead of the 33 at the 38-yard line. And Nathan Gandara going to lead the Maverick offense back out there. They have an H-back behind the right guard up there. Here comes a motioning player from the slot on the near side. Gandara fakes a handoff to him, charges forward, dives over a tackler, and then is brought down by Cameron Martinez at the 44-yard line. The Maverick 44, a pickup of 6, and a second down and 4 upcoming for the Mavericks. Gandara, a small kid back there, but not afraid to charge into a hole.
No, and like you and I were saying right before this drive, just a crazy night. We're already halfway through the second quarter, and Pearsall's only looking at 7 yards in total offense.
Gandara fakes another handoff to a motioning slot back and gets across the first down to the 49 here. Pick up a 5 more for Gandara, so he has the bulk of their 12 yards, I believe.
Yeah, he's right now, he's with that run, he's at 6 carries, 16 yards, and just got their first down of the night. So says a lot about how well the Panther defense is playing, but with just over 5 minutes here in the half, Blanco needs to definitely get a stop and get it back as Pearsall's getting close to going into Panther territory.
Two receivers to either side. Gandara fakes and now gives to a running back up the middle, and he's bottled up. Sebastian Thomas and Cameron Martinez. Martinez having a good series. Wrap up number 32, Manuel Ramos, for a loss of 2 back to the 47. Good penetration by the Panthers.
Yeah, great play by the Panther defense on that one. First time we've seen that guy with the ball tonight. Not sure how much he's going to want it after getting hit like that for a 2-yard loss.
Shotgun set for the Mavericks, motioning Running back here, they're going to fake to him and look to throw a post up to Embry, and it's intercepted. Kelby Cox picks this pass off, a post pattern toward Quaid Embry, and Embry was covered stride for stride by Stephen Flores, and Kelby Cox intercepted it back at the Panther 31-yard line. Back-to-back possessions ending in a turnover for the Mavericks.
Yeah, great job by Kelby reading that and going for the ball. The coverage was there. Pearsall probably would have been just better off pulling it down and trying to run the ball.
So the offense will come out for the Panthers with 4:20 to go, the perfect amount of time to put together a drive and punch it in before the half. Cox under center with the ball on the far side hash, turns, tosses to Webster, waiting for blocker to set up, now hops through into the second level, knocked down by Embry at the 40-yard line. Pick up a 9 yards for Kalen Webster. He might be approaching a 100-yard half here.
He's sitting at 86 right now, so very capable of hitting that century mark before we go to halftime.
Man, my prediction of him doubling his 125 looking like a pretty safe bet right now, Coach.
Without a doubt. Probably a little easier prediction to make than how the game started.
Second down and one for the Panther offense. Ball at the 40-yard line of the Panthers. Cox under center here. Takes the snap, turn, give to Webster, and he's bottled up this time. Kalen wrapped up. Nice job by 56. That is Mimi Vela of the Mavericks. He shot through the hole there. Flores couldn't get a hat on him, and it's third down and one for the Panthers.
Yeah, and Kalen, he planned to make that cut and just lost his footing enough to where the Maverick defender could get his hands on him. If he wouldn't have had that little slip, he had a seam right up the middle that might have gone for big yards.
A receiver split to either side. And Kelby Cox, a quarterback sneak off the right tackle here. And Kelby rolls forward to the 44 with the first down. So it was a quarterback sneak, but Kelby didn't want to take it right up the middle there. He bounced it to the outside, picks up four in the first down for the Panthers.
No, good job of reading the defensive line and what they were doing with slanting into the ball. They were expecting the same thing, that he was just going to take the snap and go forward. Kelby just kind of rode that thing out to the right side until he could move ahead. Good job on his part.
Ball at the 44. Kelby turns, gives to Stephen Flores. Flores, some better blocking set up in front of him this time. Finishes the run. Ball came free, but out of bounds at the 44-yard line of the Mavericks. That's another Panther first down, a gain of 12 from Stephen Flores on that run.
Yeah, and Flores' best run of the year. That time a play that was designed to get outside, that he didn't have to look for that hole to turn up. The blockers got out there in front of him, and a fairly easy first down for him to pick up.
2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Plenty of time for the Panther offense as they're in Maverick territory now at the 44. Kelby Cox under center. Two tight ends in the formation for the Panthers. Cox going to turn. He's going to pass. Steps up in a pocket. Throws. Tipped and then incomplete off of the outstretched arms of Quaid Embry there. Kelby needed to put a little more air under that one, and he had Van Dyke on that corner route, but it falls incomplete. It'll be second and 10.
Yeah, Peyton and run a good route on that one. It gotten between the corner and the safety, and Kelby just didn't have quite enough on it to drop it in there. I don't know that Peyton would have gotten any more after he'd have caught it, but we'd have been looking at probably a first down somewhere close to the 20 after that one.
A receiver split to each side of the formation. Cox going to sprint to his left. Now hands it off back to Kalen Webster, and he's brought down by the face mask. The Panthers going to get 15 yards out of this play as Ben Stewart had a hold of Kalen's face mask as Ben was running by Webster, just kind of reached back and grabbed something, and it happened to be the face mask. So 15 yards tacked on to that play for the Panthers, and they will be down to the Pearsall 29.
Yeah, not anything intentional or malicious with that. That was the draw play you had talked about earlier, and hoping to catch the Maverick defense off balance, and it just happened to be big number 62 right there when he saw Kalen with the ball and just threw his hand out and grabbed whatever he could and just so happened to be the face mask to bring him down.
Justin Wardlow getting another chance here at running back. Cox going to drop straight back looking to throw. Sets up a screen, and Wardlow catches it out. Stiff arms a man, and now is into the second level. Embry, a nice hit from his safety spot. Quaid Embry flies in there for the hit. A late flag comes in from the back judge back there after the gain of two for the Panther offense. Clock stops at 1:46 to go in the half, and we'll see what the flag is. That screen, that's the second time the Panthers have tried to set up a screen today, and Embry at that safety spot is making some plays.
Yeah, and it just doesn't look right for the Panthers, just kind of really slow developing, it seems. Probably more of it having to do with Pearsall really doing a good job playing it, something that they probably haven't seen a lot. Definitely not out of the Panther offense this year, but they're doing a good job playing it and not letting the Panthers break anything big out of it.
Panthers back at the 39 now. First down and 20 after the block in the back against the Panthers was the penalty call. Wardlow goes in motion. Kelby going to drop back, looking to throw, and finds Wardlow coming across the middle, and he dropped it. Great throw from Kelby there. And Justin Wardlow couldn't hold on to it. The sophomore in a big spot there. He's in the game because of his pass-catching ability, but he let that one fall out of his hands.
Yeah, Kelby did a good job on the fake, allowed Wardlow time to clear on the backside, and he hit him right in the hands between the defenders on the run, and Wardlow had some green in front of him. If wouldn't have had the first down, he'd have been really close to it.
Second and 20 for the Panthers now. Cox under center. He's going to roll to his right, looking to throw. Gets a block from Kalen. Now he gets to the outside. Kelby runs it. What a tackle there by 23. Saved a big game. Mimi Cuevas, as Kelby turned the corner with a head of steam and was starting to look like he was going to get to the second level. Brought down after a gain of 6. It'll be third and 14.
Yeah, just barely got him by the shoestrings on that one as he was fixing to get by the defender. And the next one closest to him was probably 10, 15 yards away.
Panthers take a timeout after the run by Kelby. 1:17 to go in the first half. Panthers trying to punch it in and extend their lead. They lead at 12-8 over Pearsall right now. Third and 15 upcoming. The ball on the Maverick 34-yard line. 1:17 to go in the first half. Colts. The Panther offense back out there. 12-8 the score. Panthers lead it. Cox in a shotgun set. Van Dyke in a slot on the far side. Wardlow split out to the far side. Daniels in a slot on the near side. Fortner split out to the near side. Ball on the near side hash. Cox in the gun. Takes the snap. Dropping back. Looking to throw. Scanning the field. Now he's going to have to escape the pocket. Rolling. Throwing deep for Van Dyke. And intercepted. Quade Embry climbs the ladder and picks it off for the Mavericks. Inside the 5 at about the 3-yard line. But I like it there by Kelby, just to give Peyton Van Dyke a chance, as it was third and long. And really, that's like a nice punt for the Panthers there, as that would have been a tough 15 yards to pick up on fourth down.
Yeah, definitely. And the line did a great job just kind of collapsing the Mavericks all inside and giving Kelby time to see down the field and let his receivers get down there too around the end zone and the goal line. Just couldn't quite come up with the reception that they were needing.
So the Panther defense will have to hold for a minute as the Maverick offense comes back on. Maybe a chance to tackle them in their own end zone. Shotgun set, a running back on either side of Gandara. He's in the gun, takes the snap, gives to a running back here, and he'll meet a host of Panthers right in the middle of the hole, but he pushes it out to the 3-yard line. A gain of 1 for the Mavericks. Clock continues to run. Plattenberger going to be subbed by Canyon Braun here. 50 seconds and counting. And I think Pearsall is just hoping to poke it out of the end zone one more time here and then head to the locker room for halftime.
Yeah, they're just looking to get enough breathing room to allow the clock to run out and go into the locker room trailing by 4.
In the shotgun set is Gandara, running back to his right. And he'll give on a sweep here to Kubriel, and Kubriel dives out of the end zone there back to the 2-yard line as he just wanted to get the nose of the football out of the end zone. Timeout taken by the Panthers here. Coach Rogers has 2 to use, and if they can get them backed up here, make them punt out of their own end zone, that's never easy to do for the Mavericks. So 20 seconds to go in the first half. Ball on the Maverick 2, maybe 3-yard line down there. Panthers leading 12-8 over Pearsall and have really outplayed the Mavericks pretty well here in the first half. Just doesn't look that way on the scoreboard.
No, and you're right, Sam. I mean, without a doubt, defensively, the Panthers have just dominated this game tonight. We're looking at a total right now of just 10 yards in offense and only 15 plays run as a team. So tremendous defense by the Panthers tonight, and then have forced two turnovers in addition to that. So defensively, by far the best game they've played all year.
And we'll see if they can add to it right here. A safety, a big stop, a turnover would all just add to their good night. And the secondary going to back off a little bit, but that front seven for the Panthers right in there looking to stop the Mavericks. Under center, they're going to do a quarterback sneak just to get the nose of the football out again. And they do. Ball up to the 3-yard line. And I don't know if the Panthers had run out of timeouts, but they don't use one here.
Yeah, they didn't have one. That was their third one that they used just a while ago. So that's going to take us to the half.
So the end of the half upon us, and the Panthers lead it going into the locker room, 12-8. We knew it would be a competitive one tonight, a good one. And Pearsall, no slouch of a team. They're a 4A playoff team down there in their district, 4A Division II. And the Panthers lead it 12-8 as we go to halftime. I think it's the Pearsall band first and then the Panther band. We will have that audio when it's available. We'll get some halftime stats and some scores for you, but we're going to take a break. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair since 2004, with all insurance claims welcomed. Located on Highway 290 west of the light at Sunset Canyon. Information available online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 894-3888.
And by Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at coxpaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season.
And by Blanco Regional Clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Blanco community with procedures including annual exams, sports physicals, minor x-rays, and hormone replacement therapy with doctors and nurse practitioners who are board certified in family medicine. Located at 825 4th Street in Blanco. More information, including appointment scheduling, online at BlancoRegionalClinic.com and by phone at 830-833-5581. Go Panthers!
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you. Halftime here from Panther Stadium. Pearsall Maverick dance team on the field now. Panthers lead it 12-8 over the Mavericks in what was by far their best half of football of the season, Coach.
Yeah, you take away the goofy beginning with the fumbled kickoff, return for a touchdown, and then what appeared to be just a low line drive, extra point kick that the Panthers blocked, or really the Maverick center's butt blocked for him, and it just went right back to the holder who picked it up, ran it in for the two-point conversion to give Pearsall a 13-second, 8-0 lead. But defensively, Blanco has just stymied the Pearsall offense. They've only got one first down in the half. They ran a total of 16 offensive plays, 12 rushes for 13 yards, barely gaining over a yard a carry. Passing, four attempts, no completions. Kelby Cox coming up big with an interception in Panther territory to stop a threat by the Mavericks, and then forcing another fumble in Panther territory to stop another drive. Pearsall did commit four penalties for a total of 35 yards. Leading player for them, without a doubt, has been the quarterback, Nathaniel Gandara. Leads the way with 19 yards on the ground in seven attempts. Offensively for the Panthers, maybe just a slow start, but definitely once the second quarter got here with the two scoring drives, did an excellent job moving the ball. We've had 28 rushes for 119 yards, the majority of that coming on the legs of Kalen Webster, who's already rushed for a season high 15 carries, 86 yards, and both Panther touchdowns. Kelby Cox, 3 of 7 passing. We did have the one interception there late, which really amounted to nothing more than a punt that put Pearsall on the 2-yard line to try to run out the clock on the half. But the Panthers did have another fumble and then committed three penalties for a total of 20 yards.
Yeah, and really a clean first half other than that weird play to open up the ball game for the Panthers, and the defense forcing some turnovers tonight. I think that's a huge, huge step in this team, being able to compete in this really tough that we're finding out, District 13-3A Division 2. A lot of people are on the Lexington bandwagon now after 2 weeks. Lexington, I've seen in some polls up there, is rated as high as the second, third best team in this region. It seems like it's Bowling, East Bernard, Odom, and Lexington getting a lot of the talk. Comfort in the top five in a lot of people's districts. So the Panthers want to show, hey, we played some really tough competition those first 2 weeks. Once we get rolling here, I think the Panthers feel like they can compete with anybody.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, after the strong start of our schedule with Canyon Lake and Holy Cross, not to take anything away from Pearsall, but by no means are they the type of team that we've seen the first 2 weeks of the season. Definitely still a 4A Division II team that went to the playoffs last year, had an 8-3 record, returned several starters on both sides of the ball. Definitely think it hurts them not having Cuevas, their leading rusher, back. He was a 1,000-yard rusher for them last year as a sophomore. I think he's probably a difference maker if you get him in the game, but they're probably playing it smart as well, making sure that he's going to be healthy for the start of district. Probably what's impressed me most the first half, other than the strong play of the defense, has been the kind of the return of the Panther rushing game, with Webster getting up there at 86 yards and the Panthers finally starting to put together some consistent drives, and already at a season high in terms of first downs as well with 12.
Right, and time of possession. This is what the Panthers want to at. And they're getting it tonight. Webster already with 15 carries in the first half, and I think that is an ideal half for Kalen. They want him to be a 30-touch-a-game guy because he's the most explosive ball carrier that the Panthers have, for sure. With those 15 carries for 86 yards, that's the type of half they want to have. Seven pass attempts, a lot coming at the end of the half for Kelby, but Kelby looks comfortable back there. He's not getting the football out of his hand maybe as quickly as you want to see if you're a Panther fan out here, but he's so tough, and he's really got a good arm strapped to his shoulder.
Yeah, and he's targeted five different Panthers in those seven attempts, so he's doing a good job of trying to spread the ball around. We have completions to Van Dyke, to Webster, and to Aaron Daniels, but we've also thrown to Flores and then to Wardlow, so Kelby doing a good job, definitely showing improvement from game one to today and looking like the quarterback that we've expected him to be, and doing a good job tonight.
Let's update you on some scores from around the area, around the district, around the region. It was a big week. Week three, you really start to learn some things about your team. You're getting into the groove of it. The first game jitters are out of the way, and golly, the Pearsall band just lit us up here. booming first note there, but Panthers right now here. We'll hear some scores from around the district. We'll start at what we presume will be the bottom of the district with Rogers. They're down 14-0 to Marlin. All these games just at the end of the second quarter, the latter part of the second quarter, as we flew through our 24-minute first half that took flew by here for the Panthers. So Rogers down to Marlin, and then a lot of people look at Florence as that fifth-place slot team. They're tied with Holland 14-14 right now. And then the battle for this district, JC just up 14-8 on San Saba. A little surprised to see that score late in the second quarter. JC lost 30-13 last week to the Mason Punchers, but the word was Johnson City could spread the football out, throw it pretty well, so having trouble with the Dillos.
And I know they were only down to Mason at halftime last week, 13-7, 13-6, within a score, and had success moving the ball really well throughout the first half and the first part of the third quarter. And I think it was only 19-6, somewhere around that, at the end of the third quarter. So a couple of late scores by Mason and, you know, kind of makes the score look a little more lopsided than what it probably really was.
Comfort's getting their test with Mason this week, and it's once again at the Puncher Dome. The Eagles were there last week. The Bobcats there this week, and Comfort not faring as well toward the end of the first half. It's 14-0 Mason there. And Comfort, a team a lot of people are starting to jump on the bandwagon. The Bobcats have played well through their first two games, but having trouble with Mason thus far, 14-0.
And, you know, Sam, a little something to maybe make a comparison, you know, seeing what Johnson City does against Mason and then Comfort now, you know, maybe gives our kids a little something to see and a little something to compare to since we scrimmaged Mason. And I think that scrimmage ended up 2-1 in favor of Mason in terms of scores. And, you know, by no means is that really what you could look at as a game, but at least something to compare to when we're trying to gauge just how good Johnson City and Comfort are this early in the season.
And that's a good point. And it'll be good to see them on film against some of these teams as the Panthers, other in the district, the last one, Lexington. A lot of people think the Lexington Eagles have a good shot at winning the district this year, down right now at half to Rockdale. Rockdale, a good team who can spread it out and throw it a little bit, down on the scoreboard, 21-14 right now. So that one looks like it could be a high-scoring game there.
Yeah, and Lexington's definitely one of the more popular picks when we look at kind of sports writers and those in the know across Texas. Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine had them as kind of the dark horse of Region 4, a team that has shown consistent improvement the last 3 years, and one that they feel can easily come out this year and win 7-8 games before going into the playoffs.
So Lexington down on the scoreboard around the region. East Bernard, Bowling, and Odom seem to be the three teams that get the most love from people in regards to their chances in the region. Bowling tied up with Hallettsville 7-7. Hallettsville, a 3A D1 team that has some big expectations this year. Edna losing to East Bernard right now. Edna is a team the Panthers have played in the playoffs in the past, 20-7. And Odom right now, this one the most shocking to me, down 21-6 to George West, to the Longhorns from George West. Usually a good team, but Odom down 15 right now.
Yeah, and returning, you know, still with a lot of those kids back that we saw 2 years ago when we beat them in the regional finals.
Some other scores from our Sun Radio Sports Network teammates and friends out there. Wimberley over in Lampasas tonight is up 10-0 on the Badgers. Over in Navarro, Gonzalez down 41-3 at halftime. Navarro, you want to see a team run the slot T effective. You want to see a team play high-powered offense out of that slot T. The Navarro Panthers can do it. They're up 41-3 on Gonzalez. And then Dripping Springs, their home opener for the season tonight. Funny that they're at their home opener. We're in our third home game. Up 20-10 over Hayes right now, now 20-16. We see an update come in, nearing halftime over in Dripping Springs. We're going to take another break here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by Blanco Heating and AC. 15 minutes to go till the start of the second half, but just moments away from the Blanco Panther Marching Band You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Blanco Panther Football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley, Kyle, and San Antonio. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing, keeping residents in the Hill Country comfortable with repairs and installation of AC systems and an authorized trained dealer. More information at BlancoHeatingAndCooling.com and by phone at 830-833-2558. Jason and Catherine Wheeler and all the employees at Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing wish the very best to the Panthers this season.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com. Or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wish the very best to the Panthers this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane, Wayman, and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander ATS, Advid lines, and performance tires like Advan Sports AS and S-Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers and a great 2016 season. Go Panthers!
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Mark back with you from Panthers Stadium here in Blanco on a beautiful night for some football. Panthers leading it 12-8 over the Pearsall Mavericks as we're at halftime here. Halftime show brought to you by Blanco Heating and AC. The band rolling out their equipment right now. All sorts of percussion instruments coming onto the near sideline. The band lined up over there in the west end zone. Getting ready to head onto the field now. Want to remind you that we will be on the road next week. We will be in Randolph, a familiar opponent, down there to play the Rohawks. Coach Mark and I will have the call. As the Panthers hit the road for the first time of the year. And we will have that one right here on BlancoRadio.com. If you're a local business owner out there and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, always looking for sponsors. In fact, one came up to us tonight, said they'd like to come aboard the broadcast, and we sincerely appreciate that. If you'd like a copy of tonight or any other game's broadcast, you can give our office a call at 512-965-9969 or let us know through the Facebook page. Next Friday night in Randolph at 7:05 for the Panthers' first road test of the year against the Rohawks, and it's always a test over there no matter how good the Panthers are, no matter how down or up the Rohawks are. It is always a game when you head over there to play Randolph. I want to remind you, you're listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, broadcasting at 88.9 FM, and K295 CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg, broadcasting at 106.5 FM. We're streaming online at BlancoRadio.com, and you can find us on the Sun Radio app, all part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. All right, it's time for the band here, as the Blanco Panther Marching Band ready to give us their halftime performance on BlancoRadio.com.
Saxophone soloist, Sebastian Thomas. And our award-winning Panther drumline. Tonight, the Panther Band will showcase the opener to their UIL competition show entitled Feeling Good. Panther Band is under the field direction of drum major Sebastian Thomas. And Mel Band Vizcaino. The Panther drumline captain is Jonathan Campbell. And the freshman of the week is Daniel Garza. Tonight's performance is brought to you by Blanco River Cabins and Blanco Heating and Cooling. Thank you for your sponsorship and the service to the Blanco community. Drum major, is your band ready? Blanco ISD proudly presents the 2016 Blanco Panther Marching Band.
And there was the Blanco Panther Band here on BlancoRadio.com for the halftime show. Great performance, as always, by the band. They'll get to show a road crowd what they got for the first time next week as the Panthers travel to Randolph to take on the Rohawks, and the Panthers football team over there in the tunnel ready to run out of the Panther and start the second half. I'm sure these guys are as fired up as they've been all year to start a second half, as that was probably the best halftime speech they've gotten from Coach thus far.
Yeah, without a doubt. And coming on, you know, after having a really good first half defensively and then late in the first half how well the offense was moving the ball, you know, this is what we expect to see from the Panthers year in and year out. And, you know, hopefully we can keep that thing going and pull out a win tonight and then head to San Antonio to Randolph and even our record up going into that final non-district game against a really strong Antonian team back in San Antonio.
And I think it would just do wonders for these kids' confidence, like you were saying. If they could get one tonight, get one in Randolph next week, even up that record at 2-2, and they could see that, hey, when we play teams of our caliber, we can put it together and we can make a statement. Still, a lot of work to do for the Panthers. They're not polished by any means yet, but gaining that experience, gaining confidence, and you know Kalen Webster's got to be ready to get the football in his hands a few more times and see if he can put himself over the 100-yard mark for the first time in the year.
Yeah, I would say we're going to probably see him hit that 100-yard mark really quick here in the third quarter, and wouldn't be surprised if the game stays close to see him start pushing that 200-yard mark before the night's over with, because it just seems like you look at the last several carries that he's had since the start of the game, he's just gotten stronger and stronger as that first half went on, and just running with a lot of power and good vision tonight and making the cuts when he needs to. I think only one time we saw his feet come out from underneath him, and even that was on a play to where if he would have been able to keep his footing, he was probably going to break something for big yards.
Yeah, and the Panther defense right now, it's imperative you come out and you pick up where you left off in the first half, making those stops, making Pearsall really work for everything that they were trying to get. A stop right here by the Panthers, maybe a quick three and out or a turnover would just be huge for this football game.
Yeah, I agree, Sam. And just to pick up where they left off in the first half, particularly the way they came on in the second quarter and closed out the half, just a tremendous job by the Panthers on both sides of the ball.